Before you're seated, let me just tell you something. I've got a word from God. I have a word from God. If you will respond to this word today, you are going to get the victory. Is that the Headley boy? If you respond to this word, God's going to bring you into victory and breakthrough in your life. Let me see. Phil Sheva. Yeah, I was hoping that Ernie would come, because Ernie, something that God's going to say in the word today is going to change your whole life back to what his purpose is, his plan, and his destiny. Now, I can't see the way the lights are, so the whole message is going to give you bits and pieces. God said to me, I had to preach. I had prepared another sermon. The title of it, you'll get it probably the next time up to bat, probably in the new year. It's like, what do you do when you don't know what to do? But this message is a positive one. And so hold hands together now as we pray. And we're going to pray that God will open our ears, bypass all the gloom, the doom, the darkness. You heard the songs. The songs, oh God, all of these songs have been bits and pieces of the message and what you are going to do today. Because you love everybody. There's nobody slipped into this meeting that you don't love. There's nobody slipped into this meeting that is beyond your great power, your great love, your great peace, your great deliverance, your great filling of your power and spirit. Thank you, Jesus, even before the word opened their ears and opened their heart. No, the Lord said, tell them, dig their ears and open their hearts. You open your heart to God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you may be seated. You may be seated. The message that I'm preaching, it's just something absolutely that I have to preach, because I didn't prepare this message until I was in my devotions and I started reading Matthew 6 and probably be on the screen some of the verses. And then it really dawned on me. I know that. But I wasn't practicing it in certain situations. I came to church last Sunday, was sitting in the cafe having a cup of coffee, getting ready to hear the great, masterful speaker, Frank DiMaggio, who, by the way, got back to God when I was preaching in San Bernardino when he's still a teenager, 18 or 17. And he ran out of the building. And the pastor's son ran out, and then suddenly, 3 days later, he shows up, and he's running to the altar, weeping. And God has done such a great work. So I really wanted to hear this man. And the phone rang, and it was Costco. And they said, you are late with your payment. What? On a Sunday? I'm in church? You owe $7,000. And I said, no, I don't. I have a secretary. She's right on time with the payments. I've never been late on a payment in my life. By the way, don't tell them. I never pay interest because I pay everything off. Don't have. So I just thought, why would the devil try to ruin this big event? We're having the greatest conference we've ever had in the history of Gateway. God is just pouring out His Spirit. The Word is enriched. The presence of God is so thick. I sense it here today, too. See, if it just came during conferences, let's just have conferences all year round. It comes when people understand how great God is and their purpose and destiny and how God intends not to try you and pain you and hurt you and take things from you, He wants you to get full of his abundance, his grace, and his peace. So this is how this message began. So I gave it to God after the phone call and then took it back. I went home and got to thinking, well, these rascals calling me, I'm going to write them a letter. I'm going to call them. And God literally says, it's all taken care of. Hear me. It's all taken care of. You got to hear this. If I have to repeat it 100 times in this message, everything that you need, every burden, every pain, every distress, every hurt, every offense, every problem. Hear this. Hear this. He has already made provision. Now he wants you to reach out and take that provision. Come on, just reach out and take it. So I'm good at that most of the time. But then I went to bed early, was going to just go to sleep, and all I could think is, Costco, $7,000, $7,000. Did Joanne do it? Did I not? Did the bill come? How could I ever be late? I am. And God is saying to me, give it up and go to sleep. Go to sleep? How can I sleep? $7,000. And then I said, you dirty devil, I'm going to sleep. And I turned over, and he kept whispering, you ought to take care of it now. And it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I got out of bed, was going to call Costco and give him a piece of my mind. And I lie not. Somebody knocked me down so hard. My wife was in the bathroom, and she said, are you hurt? I heard that. I said, well, my rumpus hurts. And I said, thank you, God. I should have rolled over and just turned around and let you take care of it. But Joanne Monday called, and guess what? Oh, we got the $7,000, plus you got $3,000 more in your account than you did have. So that meant the one check was slow getting there for whatever reason, or they were slow, and now I got a balance. Come on, everybody. Why don't you let God into your problems? Why don't you really? And so that's the whole gist of this message. And don't think I do this a lot. I don't listen to the devil a lot. He talks a lot, but I don't listen to him. I talk back. And if he doesn't like English, you know what I do? Now, get out of here. Get out of here! He has no business in your house. He has no business in your thoughts. He has no business in your mind. Come on. Now, if you get buried with CNN and Fox News and all of these, I mean, we know the world is broken. We know the confusion. We know that every day, there's another tragedy. Yesterday, 11 beautiful believers, they were Jewish believers in their church, and they were killed. And that's terrible. But out of it came thousands of Christians, thousands of all denominations, and they started singing and praying and praising the Lord. Come on, hallelujah. It was a terrible thing. But if you listen to all this garbage, you think the devil is winning and that we're losing and we should leave California, or we should move, or we should pull up, or we get frightened, we get afraid of what will never happen to us because we are shielded. We're under the blood. We're under the precious blood. And when we're under the blood, there's a protection and there's a covering. So the title of my message is, Why Pray? Uh-oh. Somebody just said blasphemy. He doesn't believe in prayer. Why pray when you can worry? Turn to someone and said, is he talking about you? I saw this sign on a Baptist church I was preaching in Denver, Colorado, and I love it.
Billboard.
Big. It said, why pray when you can worry? And because God gives you scripture after scripture after scripture about worry. Is worry your problem? There are many causes for worry. We live in a technical age, and because of this, our lifestyle is fast-paced, too fast for me, and full of risk. On the freeways, we bet our lives on the ability of ourselves and the others who whiz around. Did you know that in the Candace Tracy family, in the last 2 years, four, including my daughter and son-in-law, my two daughters and son-in-law, and my granddaughter, who was in church this morning and heard this word, four totaled, their cars were total destroyed. They got a new car, but that wasn't the blessing. Not one of them was injured. Come on, everyone. Not one of them, not a bloody nose, not a scratch. Total the car. I saw. I was on my way to meet my daughter Robin in Texarkana, where I'll be there in less than 2 weeks. And again, we celebrate Christmas on Thanksgiving, and we do it, and I preach, and then we all open our gifts and so on. And then we celebrate Christmas with my grandchildren here and my daughter here. Now, we're on our way. We're meeting her at a restaurant, and she calls me and says, I said, well, how are you doing? I'm on my way. She said, Dad, you'll find me by the side of the highway. I'm waiting for the police and for an ambulance to come. And it just, matter of fact, I said, why? She said, I've been in a total wreck. A guy hit me at about 70 miles an hour, not even brake, and my car is total. I said, well, is anybody hurt? She said, no, but they want me to have an examination. She was examined, not one thing wrong. Come on, everybody. That happened four times. Now, what I'm saying, we worry. ISIS, we worry. Al-Qaeda, we worry. Iran, we worry. We hear all of this stuff and we feel our stuff. If we would spend as much time believing the testimonies of the Word of God and the Scriptures and believe what God is saying. There are hundreds. I've heard in the coffee shop a while ago after the first service, people are telling me what God is doing in their lives. And I've heard some sad stories, and that's why I want to get into the Word. I mean, I don't want to talk about all the negatives. I read a bunch of negatives, but except to tell you that the greatest minds, the greatest health people, the head that wrote a book said, every other bed, and here's what it comes down to, every other bed in the hospital, every other bed is the result of worry. Worry. Whatever gets in your mind, then gets in your heart, gets in your blood. Whatever gets in your mind, and you think about it, and you're bothered by it, and you believe it, and it just torments you, and your body can't take it. Your body can't take it, so it results in a disease. And every other bed, they said, pretty soon, it's going to be 2/3 of all people that are in the hospital are going to be there because of worry, stress, anxiety, fear, deep concern. But our world is falling apart. Yes, America is just being inundated with fear of every kind, from ISIS, from all kinds of, you know, the Democrats against the Republicans and Republicans against the Democrats. Somebody said, are you Democrat or Republic? I am a born-again Christian filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus is my God and Savior. I love Him. I believe that I'm under His protection. And so you can't get me into an argument. I mean the world. Listen, The world outside of Christ is lost. Listen to me. The world outside of Jesus, there is no hope for it. There is no hope for it. I'm telling you, if you're not a Christian, there is no way you're going to have peace and joy and happiness and security without the Lord Jesus Christ. Get smart and get with Jesus. Get under the covering of his precious blood. Let me hear a hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, you mean the world? You want them to go to hell? No! We have the key. We are the church. He said if we pray and we seek God and humble ourselves and quit barking and quit being offensive and negative, he said, I will hear from heaven. You ask for forgiveness. You repent of your sins. You get it right for letting the devil torment you with worry and giving in to worry. You have the power in prayer. You can change America. You can change the world. Come on, everybody. No, America will not go to hell. You know they're leaving California by the millions, millions, millions. Listen, you don't have to leave California. There's devils everywhere. You can go to Montana. You can go to Arizona. Oh, you can go anywhere. There are devils. Hawaii has got some big devils. I was just there. And I preached and ministered together with a team of about 12 others like we had here. And we had the greatest conference in 28 years of doing this here. And you know what the Lord says? He's got it in control. That we are going to experience the greatest revival, the greatest move of God, the greatest outpouring of the Spirit. Listen, don't be a part of the hindrance. Don't be a part of negativity. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Don't give in. I know you've got problems. I sympathize and empathize. I am not mocking you. I go through problems that are far greater sometimes than you're going through. Yes, the last 2 years have been the worst 2 years of my life. And yes, the last 2 years have been the greatest years of my life. Come on! Because you cannot end this thing on a negative. God never ends on a negative. He has destined us to be restored. He has destined us to be at peace. He has destined us to be over joyful. He has destined us to be an example and a representative of his power and grace, and we're to give our testimony. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So when they come up to me and they say, how you doing? I don't say, oh, I'm glad you asked. Oh, you know, I got this, I got that. You know, the doctor told me 2 weeks ago, I got pneumonia. Oh, I got pneumonia. I didn't even tell Pastor David. I didn't tell anybody. I had a women's retreat to preach, and I had the conference to come here. And I just said, devil, you haven't got me down. I'm not going to give in to this. I preached the greatest women's retreat, they said, ever in the history of the church of Napoleon called. 600 women or whatever it was, the place was packed, and I was closing at a certain time, just like I have a time to close now. But we went on for an hour and a half. The women were all full of the Holy Ghost, all of them prophesying over one another. People, you can't let the devil win this battle of worry. It's already been won by Jesus Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. I got to hear some shouting. Another worry or cause of it is a misconception about God. Some Christians are convinced that God doesn't want them to be happy or successful. They fail to recognize that God is their Father. God wants the best for his children. Other people believe that God has stopped loving them. They believe that he hasn't fully forgiven them. I talked to somebody a while ago, and they said, I used to go to your church, but I don't know if I've been saved, and I'm living in condemnation. And, well, I'm here to tell you and hundreds like you that God, if you ask that you want his forgiveness, and you say, I'm sorry for my sins and behavior, God forgives you then, not on the installment plan, not by and by, not wait and prove and see. No, 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 no. You got to believe he's forgiven you fully, and every past sin, every mistake, every failure, he casts them into the sea of forgetfulness. He casts them behind his back. Your sins are blotted out. Listen to what it says in Romans 8, 38, 39. But nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Even though I was making a mistake and not obeying God, it was just thinking, I can handle this. There are things that you just got to give to God. God's forgiveness is just as sufficient as his love. He promises to forget the sins he forgives. I will forgive, Jeremiah 31, 34 says. I will forgive and remember them sins no more. In Romans 8, nothing, everybody say nothing, can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. David highlights the extent of God's forgiveness by writing, as far as the east is from the west, so far he's removed all of our transgressions from us. And that's Psalms 103. Listen, the power of suggestion constantly. I wish that God wouldn't allow that, but God wants you to grow up and use the weapons that he's given you. Satan has access to our minds, and he's whispering, you're not going to make it. That's a cancer. That's a tumor. It's going to kill you. Your marriage is going to fail. Your children are going to do this. Oh, my God. You take risks every day. Every day there's risks. But every day Jesus is in you. Every day Jesus is with you. Every day you can drive down the road and pray. Keep your eyes open and don't have a Holy Ghost spell. But you can pray while you're driving. I go over every one of my children, over every one of my grandchildren. I now have 12 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren. I go over every one of my nieces and nephews. I have a list that I pray over, and I pray passionately over Pastor David and Kathy and Jordan and all of his team and staff by name, so that God knows that I am confidently assured that things are going to work out. And when I prophesy, I don't prophesy just out of hope, but I prophesy out of assurance. Come on, shout amen. Assurance that God is able and willing and ready to do what he wants to do. Can you say amen? Diet of Worry could be written on many, many millions of tombstones. I do not want to scare you, but in 1957, you know, my wife had polio in 1952. She was stricken with polio and spent 3 months in isolation in the hospital. Doctor said she'd never walk again. She might live, but she'll never walk again. In 1957, only 220 people died of polio when there were thousands in 1952. Just 5 years, that same year, 15,960 committed suicide. Enough of this statistics. But worry leads to suicide. Some of the greatest Hollywood actors, Academy Award, have committed suicide. Not because they're broke. Not because they don't live in Beverly Hills in a $6, $10, $12 million, just simply because they let worry get them and they didn't have an answer. I have an answer. There's a scripture in 1 Peter, if you could find it, put it on the screen. Before you do find it, let me tell you, I had a relative that always, every time I see him, look at my throat. I said, what are you looking for? He said, I think I got something. He was neurotic. He thought he caught everything. And forever and ever. And so I tell him the story. You know, I know a man that was always worried that he was sick and had some disease. Always. And one day I met him and he was happy and he was joking and laughing. And I said, hey, what did you do with your worry? He said, I hired somebody to worry for me. I said, well, praise the Lord. That's a scripture. 1 Peter, what is it? 1 Peter, it says, cast all your worry upon him, for he cares for you. Everybody, get your worry in your hand right now. Get it out like you're throwing away a dirty Kleenex. That's what worry is. All right? Now, throw it. Cast it on him. Throw it to Jesus. Here it is, Jesus. Here it is. Take it. And he will give you his peace. Somebody shout amen. Why am I so adamant about this? Why am I screaming at you? Because, folks, I've lived 86 and a half years. I have preached for 70-some years. I'm telling you, there's too many Christians worrying. There's too many Christians worrying. Some of you are worrying right now. I hope he ends this message before he exposes me. You're already exposed. Let me tell you, you're exposed to God's love and mercy and care and forgiveness. Hallelujah. I want you to leave today, not by and by. I want you to leave today free of worry, free of dread, free of anxiety, free of fear, free that you feel unaccepted by God, free that you fear God is punishing you for all the bad things you've ever done, free, free, free from every lie of the devil, free, for he's out to destroy you. He's out to destroy you. Listen, I want to tell you something. Any born-again, spirit-filled Christian has more power than all the devils in hell and out of hell. Somebody shout hallelujah. And let me tell you, once you practice what I'm preaching right now, the devil trembles. Trembles. Not because I'm great, but because the great one that we sang over and over and over, he dwells in us. And he's greater than anything that comes against you. Hallelujah. See, if I didn't believe this, I think I'd go find some little tiny place somewhere in the world and just, you know, just get away from all the corruption, get away from all the junk in the world, and just Jesus and me. But right in the midst of darkness, right in the midst of the mess, right in the midst of the corruption, right in the midst of the worst deterioration that we've ever seen in America. There's never been a worse time in America and never been a greater time for the church. Hallelujah. Everybody doesn't need a vacuum cleaner. Everybody doesn't need a cookware. But everybody needs Jesus. Come on now. Everybody. Everybody. You want to sell something. You know, when I went to get a license, I was a young, about 14 and a half, 15, and I wanted to preach the gospel, and a cop stopped me on the street corner, and he said, you don't have a license. So I went, because I delivered telegrams to all the chief of police and the mayor, and so I went there, and I said, I want you to give me a license to preach. And the police chief said, I can't give you a license. His name was Lester Devine. I said, yes, you can. There's a sign right next door that says license. He said, that's for peddling, for peddlers. I said, that's what I want to do. I want to peddle the gospel. I want to peddle the good news. I want to share that Jesus saves and Jesus heals and Jesus restores and Jesus changes lives. So here I am. Why do I scream at you about worry? You probably never heard this. Worry is a sin, a diabolical sin. It is a blatant sin. It is. Why? Because it distrusts the truthfulness of God. You're saying, God, I know what your word says, but it won't work. It will work. It will work. Now, I have to close. But oh boy, my heart's burning to prophesy over a bunch of you. But I want to tell you something. the word is prophesying to you. Here's the formula. Philippians, the fourth chapter. Philippians, the fourth chapter will be on the screen. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every, say every,
every.
Say every.
Every
situation with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Can everybody read that out loud together? Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God will transcend all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind. Peace that passeth understanding. If you're here right now and something has destroyed or robbed you of peace and you want to be delivered, stand up right now. Pastor David's going to stand with me and all the pastors right now. Just come here. If there's things disturbing, because we have the authority right now to do this. We have the authority to do this in Jesus' name. Are you ready? Just stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. All right. Now, first of all, just put both hands up and say to the Lord, if I've sinned and caused this worry, I ask for forgiveness. Now, instantly, God cleanses. Instantly, God puts that under the blood. So now, there's nothing standing in the way of a real breakthrough deliverance. Nothing. In the name of Jesus, I command this worry, dread, anxiety, torment, leave and get out of here. Loose your hold from their mind. Your vexation is over, Satan. Your demons of worry and fear and anxiety are over. You have no authority. No authority. No authority. Now, I don't want to be humorous, but I want to tell you something. If the devil comes knocking at your door of your mind, send Jesus to answer the door. Glory to God. Come on. Send Jesus. Now, one more illustration. A wonderful African-American woman that was in our church. She was a maid in a house of a multimillionaire. And she was always singing, you know, how great is our God, how great. And talking about, and the rich woman said, what if? See, this what if. There's some people say, I know what you're preaching, but what if? This lady said, what if I fire you? What if? Suppose I just say, get out of here. I don't want you to go to work. Here's your pay. Get out of here. Suppose. She said, that's what's wrong with you white folk. You always suppose. I never suppose. I just trust Jesus. Don't suppose. He will do what he says. Now, if you believe that, raise both hands, everybody, and shout. Come on, thanksgiving unto the Lord. I thank you for my freedom from worry, freedom from fear, freedom.
Awesome, awesome. Let's tell Apostle C we appreciate him. Hallelujah. Who needed that? Oh, man, home run. Apostle C, you blessed us. You always encourage us, and now we're going to change the order of the service and just bring things to a close. We're going to worship here and with our giving and with our singing. And, you know, I mentioned that a bunch of our prayer intercessors and ministers are up at our Santa Rosa campus. But we have enough people here to minister to you and pray for you. If you're struggling with something, if you need healing prayer, at the end of the service, you'll see our friends up here at the front. I just want to encourage you, especially if there's any question in your mind about your relationship with Jesus. If you don't have the assurance of salvation, we want to make sure before you leave this building that you know, that you know, that you know that your sins are forgiven and that God is on your side. So Don't rush out the door. There's lots more coming, and we want to pray for you and minister to you as well. Father, thank you for this time. We just ask you to bless the offering. Bless your people. Lord, we receive your word. We thank you for it. We receive it, Lord, deep into our spirit. We ask, Lord, that as we walk out this building, we'll have no worries, no fears, and we'll be in perfect peace, Lord. We praise you for that, and we thank you for speaking to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, go ahead and serve, and let's honor the Lord with our giving this morning and worship some more, just the power of the Holy Spirit moving. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. You make
the darkness tremble,
oh, Jesus.
Jesus,
you silence fear.
The shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome.
For your name is alive,
forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Your name
is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome.
Your name is a light. Jesus, Jesus,
you make the darkness tremble.
Jesus,
Jesus,
silence fear.
Jesus, Jesus,
you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, sing Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, church.
Silence fear.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah. You make the darkness tremble.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. And I do just feel that today would be a day of freedom for many people. I receive it. And I want you to receive it. If you're struggling in some way, I feel like the waters are troubled right now. I feel like God is moving, and this would be the time just to come and receive prayer. If you need prayer, just make your way to the front, and we'll pray for you. The rest of you, would you just lift your hands? I'd like to bless you. Now, Father, the peace of God is real. It's tangible. Let us receive it, Lord. By the power of the Holy Spirit, grace and peace, grace to wash away our sins, peace to hold us steady, Lord, in troubling times. Thank you, Lord, we can walk through hell, we can walk through fire, through the floods, And your peace will keep us and surround us. I bless your people, the young and the old, the rich and the poor, every person, all people. Lord, let your people be blessed today. Through Christ we pray, and for his glory. And everyone said, amen, amen. Wonderful. Great to be together, guys. Hey, we love you so much. Next Sunday's Vision Sunday, a special day. And if you need prayer, come on forward. And we're going to have a special gathering for the newcomers over in room 201 to my left and to your right. We'll meet you in about 5 minutes. God bless. You are dismissed.